News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Obama administration hoping to reassure America's Mideast allies that the Iran nuclear deal won't mean a big change in the U.S. Mideast defense policy. Fox News Chief Pentagon Correspondent Jennifer Griffin reports Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is in the Middle East doing his part right now.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel kicking off a six-day Mideast trip with a visit to soldiers and sailors aboard the USS Ponce, anchored with the 5th Fleet in Bahrain.
This is very clear-eyed, real, difficult engagement. Whether we can get to where we hope we could get to in 6 months, I don't know. We will see.
Hagel stressing the short-term nature of the deal and says in the meantime, we'll be keeping an eye on Iran. In Washington, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
The former basketball coach convicted of a sex crime against a teenage girl will spend 10 years in prison. That sentence handed down today for 56-year-old Rory McKellips. McKellips was found guilty of using a computer device to facilitate a sex crime, but not guilty of two charges of allegedly repeated sexual assault of a 15-year-old and exposing himself. The former Mosnian Athens coach admitted buying a prepaid cell phone for the teenage victim and communicating with her frequently until the girl's parents intervened. After the trial, McKellips and his wife Constance were charged with perjury for lying to the court, but those charges were tossed out by Judge Michael Moran. Moran did consider the perjury allegations during today's sentencing. When McKellips gets out of prison, he must register as a sex offender. A couple of suspects apprehended by Wausau police shortly after noon today. They're wanted for a couple of robberies. 25-year-old Rocky Noah and 26-year-old Daryl Wood taken in by officers when they tried to flee on foot from a house they were hiding in. That house was in the 600 block of Steuben Street in Wausau. An anonymous tipster reported a possible sighting of Noah and Wood. Detective Captain Greg Hagenbusher said they caught them in a neighbor's yard unarmed. Chilly temperatures have affected a lot of holiday parades. Wausau and Merrill have both canceled their parades. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. A wind chill advisory in effect through the overnight to 9 o'clock Saturday morning for Jackson, Clark, Taylor, Price, Iron, and Ashland counties. Your forecast for the overnight, mostly frigid and clear, low of 8 below zero, west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine, cold again Saturday, high of only 7. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a low of 5 below zero. Then Sunday, cloudy with light snow developing, 1 to 3 inches possible in the afternoon and into the night. Your Monday outlook calls for light snow ending in the morning, then partly cloudy, breezy, and very cold in the afternoon. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.